Allegro WIPR 91.3 FM presents Reflections, hosted by Jorge Gonzalez, a fresh new way to look at events with our well-being in mind.
Welcome to Reflections, your host Jorge Gonzalez. Hope you have had a good day if it's Thursday, and wishing you a good day if it's repeat program on Friday. Buenos dias. I always like to start out by thanking our sponsors, Antilles Insurance, Vive Feliz, may you be insured at least safe, and Empresas Caparra, operating the San Patricio Village, San Patricio Plaza, T-Mobile Center, Galeria San Patricio, and you know, different businesses in that area we call San Patricio Village. Thanks these two entities for sponsoring this program that, you know, is for our well-being. I also want to give you my telephone number in case you have any suggestions, any recommendations, any constructive criticism. 939-333-1010. And as I've been saying the last few weeks, invite you to enter into my new webpage, Reflections by Jorge Gonzalez. And there you'll find recordings of past programs, recent past programs, and the vision and goals of this program. And also, if you're considering being a sponsor, there's information with respect to that. And there's an opportunity there to contact me through the webpage. So, Reflections by Jorge Gonzalez. So, you know, the last week we had Bill Mann, my classmate from Andover, as my guest, and it was in connection with the Andover reunion that I was hosting. It started, well, with dinner with him on Monday night, but basically with the classmates, they came in on Tuesday, and we had an activity at the Fundación Luis Muñoz Marín. I wanted them to understand, you know, the critical politician that brought us to where we are in the Commonwealth status. Whether you like it or don't like it, it is what it is, and he's the one who brought it to the fore. And you know, at that particular Luis Muñoz Marín, where his country home, where he lived, is located. It's a beautiful vegetation and has the archives with Luis Muñoz Marín and his home, etc. It gave him a good feel. Then we went to Casa Emilio, and there I had Kenneth McClintock and Tito Colorado, two ex-secretaries of state, discussing our status and their view as to, you know, what are the challenges with respect to the developing of those statuses, statehood and Commonwealth. And then we had, you know, dinner there at Casa Emilio, a place I've frequented so often, especially when I was at McConnell Valdez. On the next day, we went to where the Spanish started the capital via the ruinas of Incaparra, and I wanted them to see that. And where we, my family, my grandparents, established in Villa Caparra and Iglesias Caparra, etc., and then our family businesses in San Patricio. So they had a place, and then we went to old San Juan to started with the Casa Blanca, which is where Ponce de León moved to, and then saw some of the San Jose Church, the second oldest in the New World, and then Fortaleza, etc. So. And we had the piña colada. There's a controversy as to whether that was at Barrachina or whether at the Caribe Hilton. And, you know, they got into that, the story and that controversy everlasting as to where the piña colada was first concocted. That evening, we went to Cayo Caribe and had a meal, very, very Puerto Rican, San Moreo Arguelles, and calamares and arroz con calamares and tinta, and so I've had them tasting a lot of during that a lot of different Puerto Rican food. So it was, you know, politics, our history, our food, and really getting them to to taste of good variety, and you know, not the normal things that they would be having, you know, meat and potatoes and that kind of thing. Then we went on the next day. We went to two craft opportunities. One was a rum Boricua, and a great presentation. Very, you know, it's craft beer. Craft rum, and all hand put together. And we had the opportunity to be the first persons in public that tasted his new premium rum at four year age. So Augusto Ponce is the owner, and provided a great presentation, and I think they were really enjoyable. And then we had across the street Montadero chocolate, also a young couple, also craft artisan chocolate. They're doing really well, and they're right across from each other. And you know, gave a little bit of a couple of the areas that we're known for. I think we're going to start developing good cacao and high grade chocolate, and we've always been great at rum. So that was then we went to Guabate, had the typical lechon and roasted chicken and some of the root vegetables and morcilla, the blood sausage. And what I liked about all this group is they were ready to try everything. We always had pasteles. They're willing to try everything, and we're very flexible and seem to enjoy the whole experience. And we went up, we went to the town to see the plaza, a typical, you know, town plaza with the mayor's office and the church. And then Calle, it's been recently remodeled, reconstructed, and it's really beautiful. It's in very good shape. Then we went up to our farm and up in the area of Jajome. I showed them the governor's vacation home where Luis Muñoz Marín was the first one to occupy. And then we, went to the farm and showed them some of the things that we grow and how we harvest and all. Were able to pick, oranges and grapefruit and eat some of the bananas right off the tree that we just finished harvesting, papaya and pana. Good, different experience. And I serve sausages, which is what I like to do with groups because it's so easy. Chicken sausage, beef, some vegetarian, and good wine and caquito de guayaba and dulce papaya with the white cheese. That's produced in Calle. Kind of ended that with some after dinner drinks. So they were off around 6:30 or 7:00, and then we had two buses because we used a smaller one and tuned into the radio program that by coincidence at 7:00 on Thursday was being aired, and they were able to listen to our classmate Bill Mann and myself on the radio program. And good way to sort of relax. I thought so. I don't know if they enjoyed it, but it was a good. I thought it was a good ending to it. Bill and I talking about the reunion and what reunions are about, and the Andover experience, and his life changing experiences, which is what the reunions are really all about: getting to know a new place and to touch base with classmates. So it's a combination of going to the past and having that past brought to the future, what's happening with those past friends and learning from them as we go to the future. And that program was a good example of the kinds of conversations that we have with the different classmates and are really very worthwhile. The importance of the past, but bring them to the future and see how it helps. Bring them to the present and see how they can be helpful, these relationships as we go into the future. So that was the Andover reunion. The things I wanted to do were accomplished. We had good weather, rained twice. One of them, they did get wet as we went out the San Juan Gate to catch the bus on Tuesday. But the other one was about 10 minutes in Calle up at the farm, and they were, you know, well sheltered, and that was no problem. So thank God, really, for good weather and good people that were flexible and helpful and appreciative. And we had a good time, and these things are important for life, right? The other thing recently happened, I gave a support to Carlos Delgado as he was again up for vote in terms of the Hall of Fame, the Baseball Hall of Fame at Cooperstown. And unfortunately, he did not make it. He needed 12 votes out of 16, and he got 9. A couple of people had 6, and they can continue. If you had less than 6, you were out. So in 2028, he has another chance. What I enjoyed in terms of, or appreciate is the word, in terms of his reflections on the process as he was there with his family listening to the results, is that how much he appreciated and how grateful he was for the support he got in Puerto Rico. And then, of course, he saw the glass, it was not three-quarters filled as it had to, but it was, up there. So 9 out of 16. So he was beyond the half full, and he was grateful for that, and that's important in our life, right? We have to look at the glass being half full and not where it's empty. So it was a process. There is some speculation, and it came out in the editorial Nuevo Día that was backing his quest for the Hall of Fame, that he did in 2004, sat out during the God Bless America rendition at the seventh inning. He sat down as a protest against the Iraq War, and some people, it was speculated that still may be something hanging over them. There were some incredible persons that did not make it, and basically it's because they've had, problems in with the doping, with drugs. And you had people like Barry Bonds, which I consider, one of the most well-rounded baseball players around ever. Roger Clemens, that fantastic pitcher with the Boston Red Sox. Dan Mattingly, and Fernando Valenzuela, the fantastic Mexican pitcher. But none of them made it. So, and the person who made it, I don't know him at all. Never, Jeff Kent. And I think I have to write to Carlos Delgado's wife. I don't know him personally. I mean, I've met him, but I don't know him. Apparently, I don't have his contact information. But Betsy is on the board at Tazis Dorado, and I got to send to her because I think. Besides the glass being more than half full in terms of the voting and the gratefulness for the support that I think, when he makes it or even if he doesn't make it, his achievements and his person is, as his background, as what he's achieved as a person in the civic and how professional he was throughout, has really many more people know of him and know about him and are pulling for him than if he had just been elected initially quickly. So you have to see that part, which is really probably more important than having your position there at the Hall of Fame. And there was a couple of quotes that came out in a Nuevo Día that are kind of relevant to this that I one is by Vince Lombardi, the coach, legendary coach, football coach, and he said, "No se trata de si van a derribarte, se trata si vas a levantarte cuando lo hagan." It's not a question of whether they're going to knock you down. It's a question of whether you're going to get up, you know, when they do so. And that's I think, you know, what Carlos Delgado, I think, stands out for that, you know, persevering, resiliency, incredible, important personal value. And Winston Churchill said that el éxito no es definitivo, el fracaso no es fatal, lo que cuenta es el coraje para continuar. Success is not definitive, and failure is not fatal. What is important is the courage to continue. Those nice, I know too, they're coming, you know, just, I don't have to say it anymore. These are quotes from El Nuevo Día. One was September 7th, the first one, the one, the Churchill, Winston Churchill one. And the other one was May 10 by Vince Lombardi. I cut these out. I kind of have them there, and I don't see, you know, as I flip through them, you know, which are appropriate for this particular program that fits in what some, in the message I'm trying to get across, and kind of along that vein is Aristotle. I'm talking to Winston Churchill, Vince Lombardi, and Aristotle, and he says that la victoria más difícil es la victoria sobre uno mismo. The most difficult victory is a victory over oneself. To keep your cool, to keep yourself positive, that's harder than anything else. And I, you know, so Carlos Delgado, keep it up. And regardless, we're proud of you and anything. Finally, and quickly on the sports world, the Heisman Trophy winner, college best football player, is Fernando Mendoza of Indiana, and the number two in the voting for the Heisman Trophy winner was Diego Pavia. So we had two Latin American, descendants, for that, and they're both quarterbacks. One is Cuban descendant, Fernando Mendoza from Miami is where he grew up and studied and all, and Diego's Mexican from Albuquerque, so great to see that happening, and you see these next generations getting instead of soccer getting into football. When we come back, I want to just in the sporting world. Two people that I continuously have been following and see where they stand right now, Yasmin Camacho Quinn and Armanda Serrano, and we'll discuss that very briefly after the pause, and then move on to some important articles that have a lot of good messages for us. Okay, this is the pause. This is your host Jorge Gonzalez, Reflections.